Wisconsin's mining moratorium was signed by Governor Tommy Thompson in 1998. It requires companies seeking to mine sulfides such as copper, zinc, or gold to prove that similar Canadian or U.S. mines have operated for 10 years and been closed for 10 years without causing pollution. Republicans who want to end the moratorium say it's stifling Wisconsin's economy, but Democrats like Christine Sinicky of Milwaukee say it still serves a purpose.
When you start talking about this type of mining, I don't know if I want to call it doomsday, but you are decimating our environment, our water, and our future.
The plan passed committee on a party line vote. It will likely be debated in the full assembly on Thursday. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.